Texas Rich by Fern Michaels. In loving memory of Alfred P. Anderson, husband and father. Oh, I have slipped the surly bonds of earth, put out my hand and touched the face of God. John G. McGee, Jr. Part 1. Chapter 1. The crisscross patterned lace curtains, which should have been silk organdy but were rayon instead, billowed in the soft May breeze. The chitterings of birds and new green scents drifted into Billy Ames's room. She drew in her breath, savoring the tantalizing fragrances. Spring was her favorite time of year, and this year it had seemed such a long time coming. In 37 days, she would graduate from high school, adulthood, grown up. She bent to tie her saddle shoes, brushing impatiently at her ash-blonde hair, which fell over her eyes, and frowned. Multi-striped shoelaces and white anklets. Some grown-up. She should be wearing nylon stockings and heels, not these remnants of girlhood. But the war had been on in Europe for some time now, and since the attack on Pearl Harbor last December, Billy had wondered if sheer stockings would go the way of the passenger pigeon, extinct. Not that it mattered, because they were beyond the limits of her clothing allowance anyway. Lots of women wore leg makeup and drew seams on the backs of their legs. But only pagans and Philistines did such things, declared Billy's mother. And Agnes Ames rarely, if ever, admitted she was wrong. Billy's thoughts circled back to graduation. When she flipped the tassel of her mortarboard from one side to the other, it would be the beginning of her last free summer and then off to Penn State. She'd already signed up for a major in English because she had to pick some...